This is Business Forward with Canon on Money FM 89.3. We explore the SME sector here in Singapore, of which 99% of businesses are part. The sector also employs 70% of our workforce. Today we speak to Jackie Tai, who is Principal Consultant at Unbroken Branding Private Limited, about business intelligence. How much do we know about it or have? And how can we navigate through all this fake news to know what's real? Jackie Tai is also one of the speakers at this year's Canon Mitigating Business Uncertainties Seminar on the 17th and 18th of May. Jackie, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Pleasure being here.
First up, help us define business intelligence. How similar is it to, say, emotional intelligence and EQ?
Well, business intelligence is basically the process that companies employ or people employ to determine information, to collect and analyze information that will help them to predict what's going to come. So, for example, business intelligence is what companies use when they analyze past data, current data, and then based on that analysis of past and current data, they try to predict what is going to happen in the market or in the industry for the future. Right? So it's used for that purpose.
Is it fair to say data scientists need a high level of business intelligence then?
Data,
if they're the ones sifting through all those mountains and mountains of data to make sense of it.
Well, data scientists do have a role to play in this, but a lot of this work is actually also done by research analysts who might not have training in data science.
Maybe we need them to get trained in data science then?
Yeah, that
would
be
a good marriage of the two.
Yeah, a good marriage of the two, yeah.
So it's getting harder and harder these days, though, to tell real from fake, particularly news, and the volume of fake news seems to be on the rise. Why do you think that is, though?
Well, I think the volume of the fake news is on the rise because of the internet. I mean, the internet makes it so much easier to disseminate information, real or fake. And also the internet now makes it so much easier to make fake news look credible. I mean, what you see on the internet, sometimes it's really, really difficult to, when you're looking at a website or reading a blog or reading something on the internet, it's really difficult to tell whether it's from a credible source or not. Unlike in the past, I mean, you have to read a printed newspaper or a document or listen to the radio, you know, to get the information. Nowadays, you know, you can just log into any website and get it.
So fair to say it's becoming also more difficult to convince people that fake news is fake?
I think it has always been difficult to convince people that fake news is fake. I mean, I don't think that has changed over the years because people are just going to believe whatever they want to believe, and whatever people believe is basically determined by their experience, their good and bad, you know, the frame of reference that they have, you know, their educational background, basically all of these things. So what I'm trying to say is that people have biases. And all your biases, right, will come together to determine what you believe and what you don't believe. Of course, if you want to convince somebody that fake news is fake or real news is news, you know, the best way is to provide as much evidence as possible, as much statistics as possible, and let them make up their own mind.
But it still comes into play, their biases that you talked about. Their
Definitely.
Particular rose-tinted glasses will convince them otherwise, even if it were the truth in front of them.
Oh, most definitely. In one of the books I've written on the rules of branding, rule number one is perception is reality. It doesn't matter what you say something is. All that matters is what the other party perceives it to be, right?
You'll be moderating a panel discussion on the 17th of May at the Mitigating Business Uncertainties Conference by Canon. What's the focus of the discussion?
Well, as the title mentioned, is to mitigate business uncertainties, because if you look at what is happening in the last 5 to 7 years, right, business cycles have gotten more and more volatile. The ups and downs have gotten really hard to predict. And when it happens, the ups could be very high, the downs could be very low. And the cycles are getting much shorter. 20 years ago, people used to say business cycles come and go in cycles of 5 years, 5 years up, you know, 3 years down, maybe 5 years up again. Now it's getting a lot more volatile.
Months maybe.
Yeah, right. Months maybe. Look at what happened to cryptocurrency recently. You know, it went up to, what, $20,000 and then dropped again. Things like that. So a lot of CEOs that I've worked with have told me they are not afraid if the market goes up. They are not afraid if the market comes down. If they know the market is going up, they can prepare. If they know the market is coming down, they can prepare. What they are afraid of is they don't even know these days what is going to happen, 6 months down the road, what's going up, what's going down, you know, when is going up, when is going down. In the past, companies used to have five-year plans. Over the years, because of uncertainties in business, this has dropped to 3 years. Now companies plan for 2 years. A lot
now
of companies
they just fly by the seat of their pants.
Yeah, they were just some companies I met. They say, "Let's not plan, more than 1 year. That's all we do. We don't even know what's going to happen in 6 months. Why do we want to plan for 5 years, right?" So the focus of this panel discussion is we have a panel of experts, Prof Tan from NUS, Inderjit Singh, who is a well-known technopreneur, and Eric, who is the CEO of Emden Consulting. I'm going to ask them, to share with the audience, how do they predict what's going to happen in the future, to share their views. Right?
Given this uncertain environment that we're in now and how quick change is, the pace of change has become exponential almost, how is fake news affecting all of this as well? Is it throwing more of a spanner into the works, making things even more difficult?
It is making things more difficult. It's definitely making things more difficult because, and also the speed at which all these news, fake or real, are coming at us, right? So it's making things more difficult. I mean, human minds are finite. I mean, there's only so much information that we can process, at some point in time, when the information gets too much, you just shut down. You just say, okay, I'm just going to make a decision. I don't care what other information comes next.
Not even a detailed decision or a well-informed one, because who knows if the information is real or not.
That's right.
How then can businesses tackle this, or even the man in the street, protect themselves from fake news? Like you said, it's just flying at us. The rate of information is so high these days.
Well, basically, you have to be discerning. Okay, the best way to protect yourself, I think, is you need to be quite knowledgeable about... I'm talking about business owners, right? So for business owners, you need to be quite knowledgeable about your industry, your business, your competitors, and also the trends, technology trends, consumer trends happening in your industry that might impact your business.
But the trends change quickly too.
Trends usually don't change that fast. Okay, those things that change very fast are fashion and fads, Trends usually, they take some time to build, and also when trends start, right, it's usually quite difficult to determine unless you're paying close attention, So when it has become mainstream and people think, hey, this is all of a sudden, actually it's not. It would have started some years ago, right? So business owners do need to pay attention to all these things.
When it comes to business intelligence, though, let's say you have a couple of credible sources, but these credible sources are also giving you conflicting information. What can a business owner do then?
Okay, usually what I would advise my clients to do is take an average. Like, for example, they are reading a market research report that says that the market for this product will grow to 30 billion. Okay, one report says it will grow to 30 billion by the year 2022. Another report says that it will grow to 70 billion by 2022. And then the third report said that it will grow to only 18 billion in 2022. So when you have information like that, when
just
you have sources like
math.
This... Yeah, usually I would advise them to take the average or take something less, something that is more conservative.
Right? You can join in the discussion with Jackie Tai at Canon's Mitigating Business Uncertainty Seminar on the 17th and 18th of May. Head to thinkbig1.sphevents.com.sg. That's thinkbig1.sphevents.com.sg. Jackie Tai, Principal Consultant at Unbroken Branding. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.